When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 313 of Optimal Living Advice. I'm Greg Audino, and this is the show on which I provide advice and guidance for listeners who submit questions about whatever they're struggling with in life. These questions usually pertain to life and love, doesn't everything, and I'm happy to be taking another one today. I know you're busy on a Monday, so let's keep this intro nice and short and dive right into this Q&A as we optimize your life. All through my life, I've been cautioned to not get too close to people. This isn't as bad as it sounds, luckily. Over time, I've gotten pretty good at being open and giving myself over to people, so the relationships I choose usually go great. But getting over that hump, especially just knowing who to trust, is difficult. This is consistent throughout all of my relationships. Until I've spent a lot of time with someone, the biggest hurdle for me is about trusting them. I think that some of this is really helpful, but what do I do with that extra insecurity? How can I trust people at a more normal pace instead of waiting for them to prove themselves probably more than necessary? Done. Thank you very much, Asker. Nice question. It's really beautiful how you're able to not only pinpoint the origin of this lack of trust, but also that you've been able to work through that and arrive at a point where in spite of your conditioning, you're still feeling really great about your relationships, even if it does take you a bit to get there. So it sounds like you've really done some awesome work for yourself. So let's see. You know, one interesting thing about building trust with others is that when trying to do so, we're most apt to considering how they treat us, right? How are they relating to us? And surely it's not surprising that we would rely so much on this. But the truth is, we're doing ourselves a disservice if we stay locked in on only the relationship that this person has so far developed with us. See, sometimes in order to build a personal connection, we actually need to step outside our personal relationship with someone and see how they conduct themselves elsewhere. This helps us sculpt a lot more of an objective opinion about them, and thus whether or not we can trust them. So, I might recommend considering what you want a trusting relationship to look like, Asker, or how you envision a trusting person conducting themselves, and then observe whether or not these people possess these qualities in their relationships that are not with you. So let's spitball a little bit about what this might mean. I think the obvious place to go to would be considering their other relationships, right? So, how do they treat the other people in their lives? How do they speak about them? Do their actions, as far as you can tell, reflect those words? Do they go out of their way to care for others? Do they seem to have compassion for others, including those they maybe don't have personal relationships with at all? Are they accepting of others or patient with others, especially others who you might feel have a lot of similarities to you or are people that you really empathize with? So questions like these really take the spotlight off of you, and they ground you in the present as far separated from the conditioning that you mentioned as possible. You might also think about their worldview. Do they generally want to believe in people or see others succeed? Or are they maybe more individualistic, right? Maybe locked into a scarcity mindset and focused mostly on their own successes? Are they able to see their own faults? Are they humble? Do they put a lot of thought into things? And now, bear with me, this is when it's going to get weird. Not weird. If the answers to these things are no, can you at least feel their inner child trying to break through? Can you see them trying to be more inviting of life and working through the things that might make someone come off as untrustworthy? Now, the reason that part might feel a little slippery to you is this. You might find yourself at risk for letting your guard down too much, right? feeding right back into those cautionary teachings, as if your intuition is more likely to get you into trouble than anything else. I too would be nervous about that for you. But to me, this is really the nucleus of your answer today that you're seeking. You might hate how woo-woo this is going to sound, because I know I certainly do. But at the end of the day, a major part of our abilities to trust others is how much we're able to trust ourselves. And the reason this is hard for you is because you were basically taught from a young age to disregard your instincts. Listening to yourself wasn't fully allowed. You weren't given the opportunity to see enough value in what you're just feeling about someone to follow through on just that. Is it helpful sometimes, just like you said? Of course it is. It's all an effort to protect you. But over time, that sense of overprotection leads to more excuses about why others aren't good enough, and more excuses as to why you wouldn't be able to thrive, even if you are to have some involvement with someone who ends up being untrustworthy. So ultimately, it is weakening, and that means it's time to hopefully rewire it. And this is where the most important work probably lies for you. So I would advise that you make that your emphasis. Reflect on how you would, or maybe even how you've already recovered from building a relationship with someone who revealed themselves to be someone who could not be trusted. What tools would you need, and how could you craft those tools? What are you afraid of this person taking from you that you can't ultimately regain through other means? Also ask how some of your past judgments of people have maybe been unfounded. Are there people in your life that ended up being really good for you, yet you were initially skeptical about? What might you learn from those past judgments? And how can you at least consider those lessons when warming up to someone new? And then conversely, you know, what people were you curious about letting in and ended up waiting on simply because you refused to allow yourself to listen to your gut? And don't be afraid to get a little bit hurt too. Start small and go in on things that might not seem ideal, maybe even a little shady, but ultimately don't pose a real threat. This doesn't have to be people, you know, it might even be a new type of food, as funny as that may sound. Anything you can think of that helps you to operate with little to no trust, as well as little to no risk. Anything like that will help you get back in touch with what feels right to you. And over time, letting that feeling become a more important player in your decision making. Okay, and thank you very much, Asker, for this great question. There's so much opportunity for growth here, oh my, especially for someone like yourself who has already demonstrated a considerable amount of successful self-work and the breaking down of barriers that, while well-intentioned, could have very well damaged your ability to be present in relationships. So I'm really proud of the work that you've done already, and I'm really excited for you to dip into this next level of it, because I know that you have it in you. That is going to do it for today, though, everybody. I thank you so much for joining, and of course, do send in any questions of your own that you might have and want a helping hand with. You can email me with whatever is on your mind. The email address is advice@oldpodcast.com, advice@oldpodcast.com. So don't hesitate. You know that I love hearing from you guys. It is my favorite thing. So with that, we are going to sign off. Thank you again, everybody. Have a great start to your week, and I'll see you on Wednesday, where your optimal life awaits.